Elishua, Chilek Aleph, Reish, Pei, Hei, the third and final chapter in this series. Eloinu Chalisei Ma'amar Zeh. We cannot end this essay. Mibli Lisponin Batofa Nifla'a Shel Zichiyasa V'Avidasa Shel Eretz Yisrael. Without looking at the wondrous phenomenon of earning and then losing Eretz Yisrael, She'enekudam Erkazis B'Toldois Am Yisrael, which is the central point in the history of Am Yisrael. Rabbeinu HaRamban megaleh lanu chok history badaf harishon b'Torah. He reveals a historical law on the first page, right at the beginning of the Torah. Harei, as Rashi quotes Chazal, Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, lo haya tzarich latchil laTorah ela mehachodesh hazeh lochem. We expect that the Torah should have begun with haChodesh hazeh lochem in Parshas Boi, shemitzvah rishona v'chule, it's the first mitzvah given to the people, etc. Umatam posach b'bereishis. Why begin with that? Shemimru u'mo yisraelam listimatem, if we accused of being gangsters, Shekevashtim Arzis Shivaguim, you conquered and displaced the seven native peoples. Hemomrim, they can respond, Kola Arz Shelakadosh Baruch Hu, based on Bereshis, the entire universe belongs to Akadosh Baruch Hu. Unsanah Lashe Yashar Beinav, and he can give it to whomever he pleases. That's Rashi. Sha'elat Zeh Haramban, Shaloi Tzorech Gadoilu Laschilat Torah Bereshis Bara. It seems very odd to ask, why do we need the Torah to begin there? It's a great need. It's a fundamental idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Surely we need it there anyway. The answer that he gives is, Ma'aseh Bereshis Seyid Amoik, the act of Bereshis is a deep and profound mystery. Einu muvan min ha-mikrois, it's not understood, it's certainly not conveyed to its full extent by the text. V'lo yivada al buryoi ela mipi ha-kabalad Moshe Rabbeinu mipi ha-gvura. Cannot be known properly unless one has a Kabbalah all the way to Moshe Rabbeinu, all the way to Hashem. V'yedav chayavi lehastir oisei. Those who know it are obligated to also conceal it. Lechach omar Rabbi Yitzchak, she'en haschalas haTorah tzorich bevereshis bara. So Rabbi Yitzchak, the Rashi was quoting, says that the Torah did not have begun with bereshis bara, etc. V'tishe'er ha'yedia leichidim halacha l'mashe misinai. And that knowledge should have been retained by individuals, by the elite. That's what should have happened. Of course, we needed to know about the Bria, but that could have been remained the province of not the masses, but special individuals. So Rabbi Yitzchak explained that then we have the entire description of the Yitzira, Ad Brias Adam Vechule, until the Gan Eden, Shemivcha Hamekomois and Ivrei Bala Mazen, Gan Eden, which is the choicest place, Nasa Machol Yeshivtoi, it became his abode, Ad Shegeresh Eitzei Chetoi Misham, until through his error he was driven away, Vanshe Adoy Hamabul Bechet Am Goshumin Aulam Kuloi, the Torah Mabul was driven from the world altogether, completely. With the exception of Noach and his sons. V'zar'am, their progeny, chet'am gam lehem lehafitzam bimkoimois. That's Dor HaPelaga that was scattered. V'lizrosam be'aratzois, to be scattered. V'tafsu lehem hamekomois lemishpechosam, etc. Imken ra'uihu, therefore it's appropriate, and this is a part that's more relevant to us. Kashi yosif hagoi lachatoi, shiovad bimkomoi. This is the historical law that we were referring to before, that when a nation continues to sin and err, that it should lose its place, and be displaced by some other nation. That's the law of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You will see that above. Adam HaRishon is expelled because of his sin. Dor HaMabul is expelled figuratively. Yeah, they're just wiped off the face of the earth. Dor HaPelaga is expelled. This is a law. And therefore it should follow that any nation that is, we should understand by now, that it should be displaced by another nation. V'chol sheken ima misupar b'kasu ki Knan mekulal, or the most of this applies to Knan and the other Canaanite nations that were cursed. V'enin ra'ui shirash mivcha mekumos ha'ishuv. They're not fitting, they're not worthy to dwell in Eretz HaKodesh. Aval yirashu avvadav zera ohevo. Rather, the land should be inherited by those who love Hashem, kinyan shekasuv vayiten lehem nachalas goyim, he gave them the inheritance of the nations, v'amal leumim yiroshu, ba'avur yishmeru chukav v'serozavin tzor, so that they can keep his terror over there. Klomar, shegiresh misham moirdav, Kadosh Baruch Hu drove away those who rebelled against him from Eretz Yisrael, v'ishkin boi oivdav, and allowed to dwell there those who serve him. Sheyedu'uki be'avodas Hashem nechalua, because they know that they only inherit the land through avodas Hashem. If it's the opposite, the land will expel them, just as it expelled previous nations that dwelt there. That's the Ramban. Ramban, that's what he revealed to us, what we referred to before as a historical law. Chet causes nations to be exiled and dispersed. This applies even more to Eretz Israel. One can only inherit it through Avodas Hashem, a commitment to it. We see already twice we've been kicked out for these reasons. Yeah, the story is long and painful, but we understand it's happened to us already twice. 250 years ago or so, when the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov and the Gra, separately, of course, made their aliyos to Eretz HaKodesh, started the new Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael, v'chitshu Yishuvah shel Eretz HaKodesh, uv'ikvosem nispashet ha-Yishuv ba'aretz be'ezras Hashem. And following that, it accelerated. Shuv alenu l'shanin yidei hazoi. We need to revise this knowledge. Ki ba'avodasoi yinchaluha. We only inherit the land when there's a commitment to avodas Hashem there. It's only through Avodas Hashem that we got here, Bichlal, that we got this land. It's only in its merit that we can dwell in it for any length of time. In the natural course of events, there's no possibility of maintaining a foothold there against the whole sea of enemies. Ve'ein gam shum safek. Furthermore, there's no doubt, ki kol deirei ha'aretz, all those who dwell in the land, af kshiu porkei olam mitzvos, even those who are the most secular and completely non-observant, emunah amukah v'chazakah mekanenes b'hem, they have, in times of crisis, they have a deep trust be'elokei ha'aretz bali azvem bidei oyivenu merubim, that he will not forsake us in the hands of our numerous enemies. Kilulei emunah kazes, if not for such a trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo yititachen akshanus kazes. It's not possible to maintain this stubbornness and one's foothold in Eretz HaKodesh. Ulam, still we have to point this out. Gam emunah ba'im kalev, emunah, even if it's deep and sincere, ein bach kedei lanchil lanu shuv es ha'aretz. That's not sufficient. It's not enough to give us, to grant us the land, im lo yitavi lidei avodas ha'Torah v'mitzvos, unless it ultimately leads to proper avodah. So it's not enough just to have the emunah. The author says we don't know about the Geula, when it will come. Just to mention, from here until the end of the page is a veiled criticism of the Mizrahi movement. The author is very cogently explaining, he's going to explain, as we'll see, that one cannot be convinced that this is Geula, as that movement is convinced, and to really distort the whole concept of the Ikarim in the Torah and to add this Ikar to it, as we'll see now. And that's why he begins there. We don't know about the Geula. We don't know when it will end, certainly. Only Levi can reveal such a thing. This is a paraphrase of a pasuk in Yeshayahu. Gedolei Yisrael, mitoch tzipia l'geula. Throughout history, we had Gedolei Yisrael, out of the anticipation and hope for the Geula, chishvu kitzin, they calculated dates and whatever. Ach me'olam lo he'izu likbo ba'ohive mamat ha'bole. They never dared to determine in their time what the situation is of Geula. Just what date it might possibly happen. Ule duguma is an example. Miyasdei ha'chasidus ayu b'de'a. Those who founded chasidus were of the opinion ki gilui teras ha'bal shem tov mikareves ha'geula. That the revelation of his Torah brings near the Geula. Uvechozot, but still, muva b'sefer Torah shalom, teur shel chagigas yutes kislev, a description of a celebration of the 19th of Kislev, yom ha'Geula shel chasidei Chabad b'shnas tav reish samech gimel. That's their chag that they celebrate in commemoration of the Admor being released from jail. Ve'echad ha'chasidim shesel chaim v'omer. So in the description, it describes one of the chasidim, drink lechaim, and declaring lechaim halayom yud tes kislev ayom aschalta de geula. This is a very important phrase because it's used, as I said, today, nowadays, by Mizrachim when they describe Medinas Yisrael as aschalta de geula. So that's the phrase used, the beginning of the geula. Veishiv Admor, the Chabad Admor, who was Reb Shalom Ber at the time, replied, "Aschalta de geula kvar haya b'mei Yaakov." It was already in the days of Yaakov Avinu, uveikar b'mei Avraham. It was an implied rebuke. We don't. This is not correct to look at it in this way. Bal niyeh chachamim beinenu hayodim achshev osav shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The point is, let's not be smarter than Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and to know Hakadosh Baruch Hu's machshavos, and to determine that a certain phenomenon in history, this is now aschalta de geula. Again, the words of the Ramban, that we only have a claim on Eretz Yisrael through Avodas Hashem. No matter what the circumstances, to fulfill the Torah and mitzvos, and of course to improve our mitzvos. If we manage to establish the community in Eretz Yisrael on the basis of Torah and Ma'asim Tovim, then our enemies will be defeated. They'll see in us. That's it, without additions to that. These are words that are said in the context of historical assessments. Without prophecy, it's a point we made just now, he's repeating it, we should not assert that any historical phenomenon has some absolute value vis-a-vis our geula. Our assessment, our measurement can only be based on halacha. But halacha ma'alachim achim, when it comes to halacha, it has different processes. Halacha asks, is this a particular phenomenon? Is it consistent with the Torah or not? That's what you ask. Ulam, however, nisayin leharich tofois biyachasin lagiula achrona. This attempt to look at certain phenomena and to give them some value vis-a-vis the final geula, whether you're looking at the war, you know, the churban of European Jewry, and trying to make some absolute value as to what it is, or you're looking at the establishment of the state of Israel. These attempts, and to say, that in depth, what this attempt is, beikar especially, is it's an attempt to attribute to this phenomenon some innate absolute value. When one says that Medinas Yisrael is aschalt de geula, it's an attempt to give it some absolute value. It's an obvious point. In the Torah, there is no absolute value other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elsewhere, we saw the author quotes the tefillah that you say on Shabbos morning. A number of times he mentioned this. That's that statement. The only absolute value is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing else. Explained in the previous chapter, the whole personality of it, its whole feature is it's kula l'shem shemaim. Kloma gam haaretz atzma, the land itself, eina ela machshir ve'emtzai le'avodas Hashem. It's an instrument for avodas Hashem. It's a means to avodas Hashem. It does not have an absolute innate value in and of itself. Ve'gam haaretz kedusha l'zeh, even this holy land, im kol chashivus amalisa, with all of its importance and features, eina erich atzmi, it is not its own value. Like other peoples have a motherland. We don't have that. We became a nation outside of Eretz Israel. We spent our first 40 years outside, and in fact, the majority of the history of the Jewish people has been spent outside Eretz Israel. With all of its importance, it is not innately of value. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his own value. Umagam misgeres ha'ishuv, or the more so, never mind the land, but also more so the various moisdois, like he says, misgeres ha'ishuv, moisdoisav, the framework and the public institutions, they're of course less important. She'erech kulam imdam ach v'ach v'chach, their value is measured only in as much ba'ezo midayim mekarvim es am Hashem l'Torah l'mitzvos emunah, the extent to which they draw the people towards Torah, mitzvos emunah. Other than that, they have no value whatsoever. As I said, this is an implied rebuke for Mizrahi, but it's really an attempt to educate Bnei Torah as to what our outlook is on these attempts to carve a new Ikar, really, to add a new Ikar to the Shloshase Ikarim and to attribute absolute value to Eretz Yisrael. Adkan.